broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for January the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing an article right before the end of the hour that I want to highlight and get Dr. Scott Bradley. I want to get his comments on this. Listen carefully to what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Lockdown extremism, an obsession for the insane, and the fascists, writes John Rappaport. Amen to that reality. But listen to these details. Elected officials have largely fallen short of protecting small business nationwide throughout the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, even as they have continued to impose incredible restrictions. So we're not really saying that government's job is to protect business. But the problem is government has been the one to commit the assault against small business? Major corporations have thrived, but small business have crumbled under the weight of government-created pandemic restrictions. Believe it or not, between January 1st, 2020 and January 31st, 2020, 30% of the small businesses have flat out shut down and closed. 31% revenue down. Those numbers are shocking. Dr. Bradley, welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much. With all of that bad news, I guess we'll just kind of jump right in. It is indeed.
But think about those numbers, though, sir.
No.
It's not even about to end, either.
No, it's probably just the beginning of the curve. Even though we're probably, every time I bring this up, I chastise myself for having not actually gone back and counted exactly how many weeks, but I would venture to guess we're probably 43 weeks into 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and the spike, based upon their measurement tool, continues ever upward because what they're doing is a false measurement, this testing program that would indicate that only people that wear masks get the disease because they're the only ones going and getting tested. But the fact of the matter is, nothing that has been done, no shutdowns, lockdowns, no mask wearing, no social distancing, no hand sanitizing, no contact tracing that has been issued by draconian leaders has had the slightest effect on this thing. And in countries where that has not been done, they have not lost their economy. They have continued kids in school and everything else like that. They have continued their economic progress. But here in the United States, there are, I guess we can only call them closet tyrants that are running things, and they're not so closeted anymore.
So 30% of the businesses have literally failed and gone out of business. 31% drop in revenue. That's according to the Economic Tracker. Now listen to this. Conversely, between April and September, 45 out of the 50 most valuable public corporations have profited. So this is an intentional takeout of small business, Dr. Bradley.
It is, and it's in violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution. No state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts. The states have, and of course, there was no power granted, no delegation of power or authority in the United States Constitution for the general government to engage in any sort of thing, anything. In fact, the 10th Amendment says specifically, if we didn't give you the power, you ain't got the power. I mean, a little more elegantly than that. But the fact of the matter is the states cannot do it, and neither can the general government. And so these are constitutional violations. These are happening because of the ignorance, apathy, and it's a complicit attitude that has evolved in the American public. And we are crushing this nation. And of course, again, this is Marxist in its origins. This is not Americanist at all. The general welfare that they speak of has to do with with this predictability and stability that the was supposed to happen under the Constitution, with no economic wrenches being thrown in there by government or anyone else, without foreign invasion, without domestic violence, all those kind of things, they've been set aside. And the people that are running this program are doing it, I believe, with full purpose of heart, that that is destroying this nation. And what comes out of this? It will be a new order of things that will allow these communist, socialist, fascist pigs, and they all are the same. They are all of the same flavor. I mean, well, they're not exactly the same flavor. They're all socialist. Communism is a certain kind of socialism. Fascism is a certain kind of socialism. You know, any of these kinds of things are basically poison to not only personal liberty and the ability to have the nation as it was designed, but also economic. You know, you look at how they're controlling all of this. It is absolutely a tragic travesty. And nobody seems to even ever talk about how this is a violation of everything Americanist. We say, oh, it's bad, or it shouldn't happen. Or what? No, they're violating the baseline law of the land, if you will, that they took an oath to uphold. I don't care if you're a governor or a senator or a congressman or a president. You take an oath to uphold the United States Constitution, and in your state, you do your state too. And our state, in the home state of Utah, has probably one of the most draconian ones, with the sneakiest undertone on it that I've seen of any of them. I mean, Newsom in California at least stands up there and you know, proclaims his lordship and monarchy is the knows-all, ends-all, be-all. In our state, our governor delegates unconstitutionally authority to state health departments and county health departments to go out, create law, and shut down business. But nonetheless, they're giving themselves cover so they can be the smiley, happy face with the silk gloves and the, you know, the whitened smile. But yet, it is viciously being done from the highest levels of our government. So, yeah, I can't think of very many good guys in this whole program that's been going on for the last, as we say, I don't know, 43 weeks. So, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's just beginning. The mandates that Biden is putting out in his first 100 days, his idea of vaccinating 100 million people and of mask mandates, and his if you're going to go in a park anymore, you got to wear a mask. Holy Hannah. That's great. You know, you're out in the great outdoors and they, oh, what buffoonery we have. They're like the Paris Commune after the German War, where they were a bunch of idiots that did not know how to govern, and they sought to govern by this, you know, basically shoehorning and strong-arming their form of governance. But nobody that sits at the head of the government anymore seems to have their head screwed on at all in any of these things. But other than that, it's not too bad, as our
friend
used to say.
And I will say this, here's what's interesting. My business hasn't suffered because the clients that I have haven't melted down over this yet. But, you know, I run a business called Small Business Tech Guys, and my specific target is small business, to help them with their IT, to help them with their HR, to provide strategic consulting and guidance for these companies, et cetera. But now that, you know, 30% of them are gone, and it's going to be 50% of them and 60, and who knows what the number will be before we're through, it's going to start impacting my business because, hey, there's a lot less businesses I can even consider going after. And the ones that need the most help and guidance and support from people like me are the ones that are going first.
Well, that's the thing, and maybe you haven't been as impacted at this point because people that use you are desperately looking for unique solutions that have never been used before to be able to do their business, so they look to technology. But as they get to the point where they've been constrained, so there is no cash flow, I mean, you know, they may continue to have those, you know, onerous burdens put on them, but they can't afford to pay a guy like you to help them get out of it because they've been strangled. Their blood supply of cash flow has been destroyed. So it's going to be bad for you at some point. I mean, it's like I talked to a physician here a while back, and I asked him how things were going, and they, you know, everything was, he says, people are always going to get sick. I says, yeah, but can they always pay you? He'd never thought of that before. I mean, you know, here's some of these people in these opulent houses that someday may be faced with a deal. Of course, they'll look first to the government to make sure that, oh, we're still providing services and I'm going to get a government check out of it. But at some point, the economy will collapse because of the inability to sustain these deficit spendings. And of course, we're on a drunken roll at this point. But so they'll lose even their government subsidies to do that. And at that point, you even have to ask some of these people to think they got it snookered. Well, they may get sick, but can they pay you? That's what's going to happen all over the economy. So it's a tragic thing, and it doesn't have to happen. It never should have happened, but we were scared into it, and that's what I'm really concerned about.
Well, and I'll tell you my big worry. It's one thing to get scared into it in the first place. It's one thing to say, let's temporarily let this happen. It's another thing, though, to capitulate. I mean, look, I don't know if you've heard the latest from Fauci, but Fauci now says the UK strain could be much worse than thought. British officials, virus variant now may be much more deadly. It's 40 to 70% greater likelihood that it spreads and 30% more deadly than the earlier one. All right?
Let's talk about something like that when we get back. It is just idiocy to think it's not changing.
So they're gearing up, ladies and gentlemen. They're not slowing down, or, you know, this one to, you know what, 10 days, 2 weeks, let's, you know, get ahead of the curve kind of thing. A year later, they're gearing up, ladies and gentlemen.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor's in the house with the constitutional remedies. I'll tell you that now. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. To Preserve the Nation, his collegiate series available now. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, Dr. Scott Atlas, former White House coronavirus expert, says, hey, these lockdowns around the world just don't work. The more they lock us down, the more they destroy our businesses, the more they force us to wear masks, the more they force untested, unproven vaccines on us. We see everywhere that it doesn't work. In fact, it's worse. We have greater spreading and greater death than we had at the start. Even in the Lancet Journal, July 21st, 2020, ladies and gentlemen, we read government actions such as, you know, border closures, complete lockdowns. They don't work. There's no evidence that it works. Even the Lancet says this. Now Fauci says the UK strain could be worse. All right, we're trading today for maybe tomorrow. Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, and again, I'm not a physician, but I think in many ways I probably have more credibility than a physician, not because I've done anything more than study this thing in my own
effort. Well, and then you tell the truth, that's saying a lot.
Well, that's true. We seek the truth and pursue it steadily, but the fact of the matter is, let's just take something most people are familiar with, is the flu shot, the seasonal flu thing that happens. And every year they tell us you got to get your shot because we've predicted that it's going to change this way and you're going to be exposed to a slightly different variant of the flu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And on the best of years, I would say that the flu shot may. Now, this, in my opinion, it's not as good as even this, and I'll tell you if you're interested why. But they say maybe a 40, 50, 60% assistance in avoiding the problem.
And they also blatantly admitted, even in the older populations, it doesn't even work. They say the only reason it works is because the younger populations don't spread it as much because of it. And, I mean, they even admit that kind of stuff.
Well, that's a theory. The fact of the matter is that I would suggest that we ought to look at the idea that perhaps 40, 50, 60% of us won't get it at all because of our natural immunity. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with a flu shot. But on a bad year, when they have a really bad flu epidemic, so to speak, or at least a variant, yeah, they don't even have a 10% success ratio with the thing. So what's happening, we're finding, is that there's variants that happen. It changes over time. It makes adjustments to, you know, because of the way viruses are. But so would we ever have expected whatever they're calling this thing and whatever it actually is never going to change. It's a static virus that will never vary in any way, shape, or form. And, oh, my goodness, we've got so, oh, no, it's happened. We've got one out there, you know. Well, so the thing is that this is a moving target. At least that's the way they've always told us about it, that these viruses are kind of a moving target. And people would have expected this. And so they can play this fear factor thing constantly and unequivocally. But here's the deal. We have an immune system, and if they're allowed to just develop normally and naturally, these kinds of things will occur without intervention of governments. Government do not have a godly power. And when we attempt to, well, I don't even know if they're making an attempt to even adjust to it, but they're going to try and keep the fear going. But so here's one. Let me just tell you another little spin on this thing. The mRNA methodology theory that they're using on these current vaccines they're sending out is a process that has never been tried on humans before. And when they did this, and this was decades ago that they discovered this, when they used this kind of approach and they did animal testing on them, they found that the animals, look at this. They've got a kind of a response that indicates they're getting these antibodies, and oh my goodness, this is a good thing. But when the animals were later exposed to wild virus, the wild virus just metastasized almost exponentially, instantly, and it killed all 100% of the animals that were in the test. Now, what happens if this human mRNA approach that we're doing with this vaccine? And what happens if we have a variant, a wild variant that shows up?
Then your body will consider it an enemy. Your body will create a cytokine storm, and it'll kill you.
And that's the problem, is that are we setting up a binary weapon, if you will, something that you do the first? Okay, think of it as epoxy glue. Most of your listeners have probably put those two-part epoxy glues together, and when they put them together, they really have this, you know, they really harden up. The glue does. You know, you got the one goo and the other goo, and separately they're kind of malleable, and you can work with them. But you put them together, and in a short period of time, it has a reaction that ends up being you don't move it again. Well, now what if that kind of you set up the first, you know, kind of goo, if you will, in your life with this vaccine, and another one comes along and mixes with it, and suddenly it's immovable and immobile, and you've done damage to yourself that, you know, they say, oh, well, you only have a few reactions with people. Well, if it happens to you, it's 100%. What happens if it's death? What happens if it's paralysis?
Well, they say only these reactions, but this is very short term. This is experimental on the whole population of the world.
We've never been down this path, my friend. I mean, well, except for the animal experimentation that we did some time ago with this mRNA approach, it ended up with wild viruses that they're exposed to ultimately and ended up killing the animals, okay? Now, what if they get this set up and we've got, I don't know, let's say in America, Biden does 100 million people in his first 100 days. What happens if this new variant comes along and it reacts with this existing technology approach? What happens? I mean, we talk about mass deaths, possibly. I'm not saying it has to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it could happen if the historical perspective was carried out. And that's so people that are receiving these things, and they're lining up in California. Cars are, of course, they have to put them on hold occasionally because they have the whole spate of things that are saying, oh, my goodness, what happened here? Oh, man, we got a bad reaction. Oh, holy cow, it's a whole bunch of them all in a row. And so they shut it down or whatever for a while. But literally, I have watched where cars have been lined up through stadiums to try and come through and get their shots. And maybe for, let's say, 90% of them, there's no reaction. What if you get 10%? If you do 100 million people, that's 10 million people that could have had an adverse reaction.
Well,
and they
say we got to mask and shut down and lock down and do all these things because, golly, they don't want to overwhelm the hospitals. And what about the threat of overwhelming the hospitals with an untested, unproven experimental vaccines rolled out so quickly? That could be a hospital nightmare like you have never seen before. Now, believe it or not, they're also creating super spreader events to fuel this thing, in my opinion. So while they're locking you and I down and you and I can't travel and everything else and you got to wear masks and everything else, here's the latest headline. Hundreds of National Guard members in D.C. have now tested positive for the COVID virus. So they brought hundreds of thousands of these troops there, National Guard or whatever. They put them all together. They made them sleep on the floor out in the garage, and then they all got sick and got the cocoa and went home to spread it to their neighbors and their friends and their schools and their everywhere. They are creating super spreader events. You say to me, Sam, that's not true. Oh, yeah? Well, how come then Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, defies his own executive order mandating masks on federal property? Turns out that Biden and his family did not wear masks when they visited the Lincoln Memorial. His press secretary said, hey, you know what? We're just celebrating here. And, well, now it just kind of shows that that does not apply to the political elite, Dr. Bradley. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here.
Well, everything is upside down and backwards. There is nothing that makes any logical, reasonable, intelligent. It doesn't pass the smell test. Nothing that is happening passes that. And it is the height of insanity to continue to do something that has no good beneficial outcome and expect a different outcome. I mean, that's kind of the definition, a picture book definition of insanity. And again, the spike continues to go exponentially upward. And again, I think the only people that are really testing positive are those that wear masks. How many people do you know that don't wear masks, that run down at every opportunity and get this this facade of a test that's only being allowed because of an emergency order that was never designed to basically diagnose the way they're using it to diagnose? I mean, it just, everything is operating at warp speed because of a declaration of government. We're saying we've got an emergency.
And every time you take a test, they load you into a database, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed, they do.
Every time you take a vaccine, they go ahead and throw you into the database. Pretty soon, all they got to say is, who's not in the databases? Well, we got other databases to compare that to make sure we know who's not, right? Driver's license, Social Security card, it goes on and on, baby.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace, on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Pratas Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With virtually no opposition, we have a new Department of Defense leader. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The 67-year-old Lloyd Austin was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Defense Secretary oversees the Defense Department and acts as the principal defense policymaker and advisor. This is USA Radio News.
All right, Sam Bushman live with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website. Yeah, so I guess Joe Biden, you know, he doesn't need to wear masks, although he ordered that every other one of us do, but him and his family did not when they visited the Lincoln Memorial, so disingenuous, to say the least. More and more and more of that. But when you have these super spreader events like Joe Biden going around, like hundreds of National Guard members getting the COVID now, they're literally fueling what they say they want to stop. If their claims are true about you got to mask up and da-da-da-da-da, the bottom line is they know it's not true. That's why they don't care and they don't live by what they mandate for the rest of us. But believe it or not, now more than 50 wineries and restaurants in Nampa and Sonoma County, California, are suing Governor Gavin Newsom, arguing that their constitutional rights have been violated because of his ban on indoor dining. You can't have in-person dining. I guess they want to dine outdoors, but it's in-person dining or whatever. And the governor won't let them. So now 50-plus are suing the governor there, Dr. Bradley.
Well, we've already talked about this, you know, about the Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. The states can't interfere with this. There is no constitutional authority for them to do so. And again, we could get off on a tangent maybe with this a little bit, but those that believe the 10th Amendment gives the state authority to do anything they darn well please, except for what's prohibited, like Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, well, of course, they're not abiding by that either. But the states are also under the directive, if you will, of the Declaration of Independence that says that the purpose of government is to secure God-given rights. And the consent of the governed is absolutely essential to do that. We gave our consent as a people, as a nation, when the constitutions were ratified, whether it's your national one or it's your state one. We said we will be governed by these principles, with these limits and bounds, by those that hold office and are entrusted to carry out these things. We don't give our consent every time we have an election. No, we don't. Basically, we've said this is how we're going to be governed. And those that hold office take an oath to hold that, and they will not violate those limits and bounds. And so what happens now is we believe, the way we're acting anyway, that we have monarchs. We believe that whether it's a president or a governor or a senator or a congressman or a mayor comes into office, they suddenly have inherited these monarchical powers where they may declare, well, they call them mandates now, unconstitutional, not created by a legislative body. And if they were created by a legislative body and they were doing what Newsom was saying they should do, they violate the baseline principle of limits and bounds and checks and balances that the people gave their consent to be governed by. This whole thing, because the ignorance of the people, the apathy of the people, the fear of the people is allowing this thing to metastasize into a cancer that will literally, it's intended to destroy this nation. And it's just tragic that we don't have a little better handle on what the basis of our liberty is. It just shocks me. But Newsom and all these other guys, you look at how they do things, they're not bound by their mandates. Well, I made it. I can, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. That's kind of their attitude. And so we, the people, need to wake up and say, no. No, we're not going to allow this, and it kind of it's being pushed along where they want pushback, it seems to me like, because then they'll be able to bring the bigger hammer on people's head. This is kind of a death spiral in a way, and we need to stop it sooner than later.
All right, so all I can tell you is that this is by design. I hate to be difficult. I know people are saying, Sam, you don't have proof. And my response with is hundreds of National Guardsmen in D.C. get the cocoa, and they're forced to sleep out on the garage floor. And then you've got Joe defying his own order, just like all these other politicians have done. And you would think Joe would know better, but he doesn't care. Now more than 50 wineries and restaurants are suing the governor in California. They're literally trying to overturn and recall the governor as well. Well, I don't know if you know, but this weekend on Friday, I will be broadcasting live from a ladies' restaurant in Minnesota. And her restaurant is called Haven's Garden, and the government's trying to shut her down. She's a black lady named Larvita McFarkler. And she's refusing to close. And they took away her license, then they gave it back. Now the state's overruling the county. They're trying to shut her down and arrest her. And me and Richard Mack are going, I'm going to broadcast live from her restaurant, and we're going to try to speak to the sheriff and some public officials and educate them about what they can do to stop this tyranny. But this is out of control. And we just talked about 30% of small businesses going under, already gone. And this is just getting started. They're just ramping it up. They're doing this on purpose. All right. And if you don't believe me, listen to this headline, and then we'll let you roll, doctor. But this headline,
all right, that's what, you know.
This headline caps this off. Listen to this. This is a Swedish manufacturer in France has been accused of treating their employees like dogs. The company is now asking the workers to wear these necklaces, these collars, that will go off and flash lights and make sounds and everything else when people are less than 6 feet apart. Yeah, I kid you not. And this is coming to a business near you. It emits a high decimal sound and flashes lights if employees get too close to each other. And eventually it will, alert bosses. All right, this is what they're gunning for, folks. Complete monitoring of us all. Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, you look at how they're doing the public education system. They're breeding little automatons, basically, that are going to respond to whatever directive they've given, by whatever their authority is. And there's going to be somebody that's going to tell you how to walk, keeping your distance, whatever. I'd wrap that little thing. I'd either cut it off if it's somehow put on you, or I would wrap it in tin foil. I don't know what you got to do to cut the signal. But here's what I was going to say as we were talking about. This is being done on purpose. Thomas Jefferson very eloquently and powerfully, and, you know, with an eloquence that Americans don't use very much anymore, and this was back during the era when America was making its way to full independence. He said, single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions begun at a distinguished period and pursued unalterably through every change of ministers too plainly prove a deliberate, systematical plan of reducing us to slavery. And that's exactly what's happening. We have something that it wasn't, you know, maybe it could have been a bad decision at this point, but a series of oppressions began at a distinguished period, and we can come right down to the day, and pursued unalterably through every change of ministers. This happens whether they've just been elected or they've been in office for a while. They continue to do it. It's deliberate, systematical plan of reducing us to slavery. This is what America is at right now with those that we have put in power that have no authority to govern because they have violated the very oath that allows them to hold office, and it is a tragic travesty that we have allowed to happen because we've become so ignorant, so apathetic, and we've become complicit. People are waiting for the next check. I don't know, where is that thing? What's wrong with that? How come it's not here yet, you know? And they throw a bone occasionally, and suddenly everybody says, oh, I can buy groceries this week. What happens when the time comes when the grocery stores are shut down or out of groceries? You know, that's we're moving in that direction. And the socioeconomic impact of what they're doing that has had zero value in terms of preventing the deaths that they said were going to happen. We are having more deaths now, I will predict, through all of the other socioeconomic impacts, whether it's suicides, whether it's starvation, all across the world. People are in dire straits. And these buffoons that are running the business, and I conclude those at the highest levels of this nation in that. I mean, you know, they wear white shirts and ties and suits, and they drive in limousines and all that kind of stuff. They look, they're very cosmopolitan. They look like, you know, these are people that are put together. They're not. They're not qualified to cross the street alone. I wouldn't trust them to watch my goldfish if I had one. They couldn't take care of a house plant. And we've got these people in the highest levels of power, if you will, which shouldn't be power because, I mean, they shouldn't even be there, but the power that they're exercising is not a power that was included in the office that they hold. I mean, it's just astounding, and Americans are just rolling over on this thing. They're lining up to get the shot. This, maybe it's a binary weapon that'll at some point with a wild virus will just, and by the way, I worry, you know, you talk about the mass programs that are underway to spread this disease. You know, I wonder sometimes exactly what's going to happen when our military gets the vaccine. I wonder if it will bring about a very dramatic weakening of our forces. And I think back about 1976 when Gerald Ford foisted that vaccine on us, 47 million people vaccinated, and more people died from the vaccine than they did from the disease. I don't know.
Sadly, our history is rich with vaccination snafus, with dishonest bureaucrats experimenting on the people, and so on and so on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know where to go with this. The problem is, the more we talk like this, the more Americans dismiss us and say, you know what, you guys are the deranged Trump supporters that need to be deprogrammed. Doctor, you're the constitutionalists that need to be deprogrammed. You just think there's a boogeyman behind every bush, and you, just want to, go back to the slave days of the founders, and you... this kind of stuff. And, man, we're in a scary world. They've about educated the people or indoctrinated the people to turn against everything holy, everything good. And they're doing it willingly with glee, sir.
You know, I'll just tell a little brief story, and maybe it's more than anybody needs to hear. But, these re-education camp concepts have not been beyond the scope of what's been done down through history, and particularly in the 20th century, in the 21st century. But personal experience, a friend of mine, a Vietnamese guy that I knew very well, he escaped out of Saigon. If it wasn't the last plane, it was probably the second to the last plane, with his wife and two little girls. At any rate, his brother had been killed at Hue, 1968 Tet Offensive. And this friend of mine came to the States and started a new life here. And he tried corresponding with his family, his brothers and sisters, extended family in Southeast Asia for a long period of time. And all he got was whipped cream and fluff. Everything was great. It was wonderful. It was good and all this kind of stuff. And his family had collaborated with the previous regimes and the Americans. And so they were on the outside looking in a way. But he never did get any bad feedback. And finally, one of his sister's letters got through. And the letter said, our brother, this is the brother that died at Tet in 1968, our brother is in such a wonderful situation. He is doing so well, and we are all so happy for him. She named his brother's name. Anyway, and so my friend knew from that it was worse than hell what they were going through in their re-education camps, because if you're envying the dead, you know how bad it was. But they had got this through the communist censors hey, here's some good news they're seeing. Yeah, we can pass this on. Looks like things are good here. Yeah. But no, they went through the education camps, and they were retaught. There's a little book I for years, since 1963 when I came across it, I have been haunted by it. I want everybody to be haunted by it. It's by James Clavell. It's The Children's Story. A Children's Story. And anyway, I used to send it with my Christmas cards. It's small enough. I used to put it on my Christmas card list. I wanted everybody to read it. It takes 20 minutes to read, and the nation is taken over by foreign power that re-educates. This happens in a second grade class, and in 20 minutes, the new teacher, resets the values, attitudes, and beliefs of these little second graders. But everybody, according to their level of understanding and their age and everything else like that, is being re-educated under the new masters, if you will. Well, we weren't captured by a foreign power, not yet anyway. But yet that kind of thing is happening right now. You ought to get the book, James Clavell, look it up. I mean, I'm a great salesman for it. And I used to buy it by just a stack in the case to get this out to people, because people need to realize that when those that are in power seek a way to stop your belief system, it's done insidiously. And with these little kids, in the 20 minutes in the classroom after the new teacher got there, they had unseated their ties to their family, to their country, to their belief system in God, and it was just diabolical. Again, it's fiction. James Clavell, and the story behind it is longer than you got time to hear. But the fact of the matter is, this is what is happening in our public education system right now. It's happening in the so-called university systems, where the higher learning occurs with the high priests of secular humanism.
Funded by our tax dollars right now.
No question. The whole thing, right. Like I say.
Let me give you a like-minded example that'll highlight this. Meghan McCain, she believes Biden's administration could possibly find a cure for cancer in the next 4 years, doctor.
Oh, well, I'll bet you. I mean, I know it's a movie. What was that movie? Will Smith was in Legend, I think. Yeah. It was. They found a cure for cancer, by golly, and look what it turned out to. They zombieized everybody. Now, you know, you say, oh, wow, it's just a crazy sci-fi thing. But you know what? If, in fact, and we have seen reactions to this current vaccine, that, you know what, let's say it only happens 1% of the time. I mean, to these people, it's a 100%. I mean, if they get some disease that paralyzes them, or it destroys their minds, or that you end up, you know, so you're autistic or catatonic in some manner, or you're paralyzed or you're dead. And if it's a 1% kind of thing, when the natural process that God gave us in the system that he created for us could be working okay. But again, I keep thinking only the people who wear masks are getting the disease, because they're the only ones going down and getting tested. And some people run down, it seems like, at a whim. And they go, oh my goodness, I've got a sniffle, I've got a sneeze, I've got a fever, I've got a...
I'm sure it's the cocoa. I better isolate.
You know what? People, historically, for all mortality, well, maybe not right during Adam and Eve's time, but afterwards, they got sick. People get sick. Nobody gets sick from anything anymore except for COVID. I mean, it's like, I saw a thing the other day. It was really kind of funny. I said, yeah, COVID is a killer. It's killed pneumonia. It's killed the flu. It's killed the common cold. I mean, because none of those things are even out there anymore. The only thing that's out there is this dread disease that everybody is, it's a designer disease that everybody feels like they get to get their moment in, you know, the 15 minutes of fame once they get it. And virtually everybody that gets it, virtually everybody, I mean, even if you're older, 99.7% recovery, if you're somebody that's healthy and doesn't have any underlying health programs, it's probably way over 99.9% recovery. And yet we're living in fear, destroying our economy, putting our kids and our families in depression. We're getting in a condition where we are desperate. And we could go through the Federalist Papers, if you wanted to, at some point, and read what Hamilton talked about. Controlling a man's means of production is control of the man. And if you do that, if you have shut people down, they're desperate, they're waiting for the next government bailout check, suddenly you can get them to do almost anything. If you take away their ability to provide for their family, they become desperate. And who would not try to, you know, provide for, you know, their little kids, if they got little kids crying at home that they can't find food or they don't have warmth or whatever, and oh yeah, give me the shot so I can go back to work. In one of my daughter's churches yesterday, she told us that one of the leaders got up and said, get that vaccine, we must end this now. It was a directive. It wasn't just a suggestion. And people are saying, wow, we're going to die if we don't get this. We got to get this, man. And yeah, you may die if you get it. I don't know. You may get sick. You may have all sorts of underlying problems that develop because of it. I don't know what's going to come from it. But people at this point are saying we must end what's happening to us. And that was the directive in one of my kids' churches that they were at yesterday. And it's like, really? Really? Are we sure that this is the best solution? Seems like we're violating all of God's baseline solutions already. And we're rushing to the, like sheep to the, to be sheared, or lambs to the slaughter, or whatever scriptural kind of imagery you want to throw out there. It's just astonishing to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. Gas prices are going up. Average U.S. price of gas up 10 cents a gallon to $2.45 on the average. Just happened. Don't worry, it's down from last year. It's all good. Everything is starting to create this, in my opinion, perfect storm. Costs are going up. Jobs are being lost. Businesses are shut down. Lockdowns are about to get worse. Mandated masks on transportation and everywhere. All this is going to culminate. And if they're not very careful, this spin down won't be able to spin back up, Doctor.
You know, we've talked about this a little before, but during the four-year Trump administration, the national debt, the admitted national debt, which is really just a tip of the iceberg, went up almost $8 trillion, almost. Okay, so you talk about gas going up. Well, the natural thing of that, you get more dollars chasing a given amount of commodity. I mean, that's the definition of inflation. It's government-created price expansion. I mean, that's where you get these kinds of things. And so where you have, and you'll have less goods at some point because, you know, there's not as many goods being produced. And so you've got the pumped up dollars that are out there for all of these phony baloney bailouts, and they're chasing less goods and services. And pretty soon you start seeing a spiral upwards. And if they do ultimately, finally, and I don't know how far down the road this is, when we go to a basket of currencies as the the international standard, you know, we'll put China in there, we'll put the euro in there, we'll put the U.S. dollar in there. And ultimately, it'll be shifted to something else, and the true value of the dollar that's being inflated for the last many decades will suddenly start to appear. The only reason we haven't seen mass hysteria in dollar inflation is because of the phony baloney stopgap they put in there with the petrodollars thing, where they'd only trade oil for dollars, and that gave the dollar kind of a hinge point that they could hang on to. But if it goes to some other currency, you'll see the true value of the dollar that's been debauched over the last many decades suddenly come to the surface, and it ain't going to be pretty. So, yeah, we're setting up a perfect storm. I like that. No, I don't like that description, but it's an accurate description that you've given, I think, that's being set up, and the buffoonery of the leadership. And, oh, yeah, you talk about the oil price going up. You saw what's been happening with the Keystone Pipeline, and I've been reading reports from energy sources, you know, the energy industries and stuff like that. Nobody's going to put out another pipeline. Nobody's going to do it. It's not going to happen. And the idea of, being energy independent, forget it, baby. I mean, the idea of America being standing on its own, forget it. I mean, whether it's coal or natural gas or oil, the current mentality of the buffoons that are running this country is such that energy independence, it ain't going to happen in the near term by the way they're doing things. So, you know, just the transport, you know, oh, wait a minute. The definition of socialism is government ownership or control of the means of production or distribution. So pipelines got to be shut down. You got to shut down their ability to get into get whatever natural resource you're looking at. Holy cow. This is a perfect storm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we trust in God Almighty. Just because we see it to be very negative, that does not mean we're giving up, or we think that it's the end of the world, or that it's doomsday. We do think that people need to stand for liberty. We do think that people need to turn to their God. There's no doubt about that. There are solutions. We talk about them every day on this radio program. We are not full of negativity, but this is what we're seeing on the horizon, and the answer is for us to turn to God, family, and country. Those are the answers. I know some would say, Sam, that's too simple. And my response is, historically, it works. God save the Republic of the United States of America.